Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
We didn't know he'd be up early.
He's a little early, so we're going to have a little bonus time till about 7:15. And first of all, good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
I'm well. I am well. Good to see you. I've got my 3.5 mile run in.
Oh, you show off.
I think I've stopped sweating, yeah. So we're good to go.
Well, listen, we've got a guy back in our studio. He is Trey Reed with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, which we always have at this time. And I don't think that's something I've ever asked you. Is it, do you do any outdoor hunting, fishing? Is that in your... on your schedule at all during the year?
No.
Never.
Well, I have a place on a lake in upstate New York, so I watch the fish all
the time.
Yeah,
never catch
them.
In fact, you snorkel.
I was trying to figure out a swimming raft problem, which I was really proud that I put on the snorkel and mask and figured that out. I get on a paddle board. So that's my outdoor.
But isn't that remarkable to me? That's just maybe the difference between the South and, you know.
I fished when I was a kid.
You did.
Just fell away. My oldest daughter, we just bought fishing equipment for my son-in-law because he's coming up and fishing. I just kind of fell away from it. It's like,
and then even being in the South now, which I made the comment the other day, the last three commissioners are all Northerners, right? From the SEC, is that correct?
Roy is from Tennessee.
He's Tennessee. Yeah. Okay,
Slive,
I tell you, and Slive back to back.
From about an hour and a half. Was born in Utica, which is about an hour and a half from where I was born.
No
prerequisite. Auburn, New York.
Requisite to have, you have to be from the North to be the
Not
commissioner.
Not that I know. The first time I ever met Steve Spurrier, like he'd just been hired at South Carolina, and it's he and I alone. I gave him his coach's test. He's like, hey, where'd you go to school? And I said, I went to State University in New York. It's in Cortland, New York, Cortland State, and I have a master's from Syracuse. He goes, that's what we need. A bunch of people in the office don't care who wins.
That's a pretty good invitation. When you go back home, do people?
I've got more.
Do people have? Do they feel like you've gotten an accent at all when you go back home?
We moved from New York to Louisiana in the summer of '89. I think I've told you guys. I was working in Northwestern State. We drove through Fayetteville going to a football game at what was then Southwest Missouri. That was my first visit to Fayetteville, Arkansas. I saw the stadium. But I didn't know that I had an accent. And then how do you pronounce the type of school someone attends from kindergarten through fifth grade? That's called a what school?
Elementary.
Elementary.
No. Well, that's not the way you say it.
How do you say it?
So the bigger point is I tell the AD I'm in charge of, like, the tickets that the families get. And I said, I'm handling the complimentary admissions. And
complimentary.
He's like, what? And I said, the complimentary admissions. And so if you go back, I'll bring people. Like, I've had some staff come up and meet with me where I have this place on the lake. We'll go to a restaurant, and I'll ask who's ever waiting on us, tell me what you call a school K through five, and they'll say an elementary school.
Elementary.
Like, see?
Wow.
And then
Catherine's over here.
I lived in Dallas. I still struggle with it. Like the whole Brian Kelly thing. You're trying to mitigate a little bit because my hard A's, my O's, like my kids laugh when I say calendar and challenge.
How do you say Houston?
Houston.
How does Basil say
Houston?
No, come on. You do not.
Yeah, it's funny. We hear no Southern accent.
The wrap-up of kind of my evaluation, I was on a flight from Chicago to Syracuse. I lived in Dallas, and this is probably late 90s. I'd been away for 10 years, and I hear people around me talking funny. And I realize that I've lost the edge of my kind of Great Lakes accent. So
gotcha.
If you listen to somebody from the peninsulas in Michigan or Wisconsin, you'll hear a little bit of the same accent. Mine is not nearly as harsh as it was.
Well, guys, one of the things that we have done with Commissioner Sankey over the years, I've been coming down here, I guess it's my 10th, and you're about 20-something, right, Trey?
Something like that.
So one of the things we've done with you every year is do the little music challenge. We've got that coming up as the last few minutes of your visit here, and we've got songs, and listen, a lot of thoughts put into that.
I know.
Catherine.
I think about this. So I think less about my remarks than I do about I'm not listening to enough Sirius XM radio.
What about an insight into what you would say about Sam Pittman today?
They haven't given me my notes. I'm an enormous fan of how he's led and what he's done. And people forget how hard 2020 was. And I thought that team showed up every week. He gets COVID, gets exiled to the pool house. And then fast forward to the Texas game last year where you know, you just don't know what, how's the team going to come out and respond, and the enthusiasm, and you know, a little bit of adversity here and there helps build the team, and the way he responds to the good things, the way he responds to the bad things, you know, the gut punch when you're ready to go to the Texas Bowl in Houston,
right,
yeah, and all of a sudden you're not. Hey, you know, on a tough officiating call in that first year, which you hate that it happens, but just a leader and a guy that focuses on turning the page and building a program. It's really fascinating to watch the culture. And I said this to Hunter about Eric's team when I got to go out to San Francisco. You just watch the successful teams and see the culture that they've built around their program. And I give Sam a lot of credit for what he's built around in that program, particularly from where it had been for the previous 5, 6, 7 years.
We're visiting with Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner. We've got about a couple minutes before we break, and then we're going to have you a few minutes on the backside. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, the group, if you look at the coaches this year, Pittman, Musselman, Dave Van Horn, Courtney Dyfel, I mean, my goodness, you know, this program has been through some tough times, but maybe one of the biggest, best years we've had since the late 70s in all sports combined.
Well, and Courtney's a really good example. So, like, I don't go up to coaches after games. There's really not a lot of good that happens when
right.
you lose.
Yes.
But after the first year when she tied for the championship and the tournament was in Tuscaloosa, I tried to get out of the office to go watch the game. I did not arrive until late, and her team had lost. But I went and found Courtney and told her individually how much I respected her work, because I saw where the team was.
Sure,
and she took over.
Oh wow, not
like,
much.
Kind of
in the bottom.
I mean, and when you think about softball in this league, it's like rebuilding in football.
Yeah.
And to have been able to over time make the kind of progress and then be co-champion, then to come back this year and stand alone. It's really a tribute to her leadership, how she's built a program, how you know you fit a few parts in through the transfer opportunities, but fun to be a part of the enthusiasm that has been built.
Well, Commissioner, we did an NIL deal with Mary Half, that obviously one of the star pitchers, and we had so much fun promoting softball, something that I had not been a big fan of, didn't know much about it, and man, fell in love with it. And obviously,
you went to the game, Super Regional, and what happened?
Yeah, and then that second game that lost to Texas is tough, Commissioner. It was tough.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt the next week too, because I know how good that team was, and you know, it felt like the baseball thing from the year before.
I know exactly. That's exactly what it was.
But you know, it's a learning experience. So you look at Dave's team, bounces back, makes it to Omaha, and you know, just ran into this pitching performances that Ole Miss pulled out that were remarkable. But, and you know, track and field does what track and field does.
No, we don't even acknowledge it because we just win every year.
It's like every year they're winning.
Hey, RJ, what do we want to do on the can we? I know we're at 58 right now, and we're going to have the commissioner until about RJ.
We got another minute. Here we go. This is it right here. This is going to take us to break, and then when we come back, we'll blow out some of that stuff so we can – start right
so
away with the
during the break, the commissioner is going to listen to whatever music format he listens to do a little prep for our music challenge. Him. I also got to talk to him about the collective. That a lot of talk about that. And it's amazing, this time last year, NIL had just exploded on the scene.
Right.
And his thoughts on a year of NIL. So we'll come back. Also, don't forget, Sam Pittman, 8 o'clock, right here. We'll carry him live.
Just showed you guys on SEC.
That camera right there, Baz.
Yeah, just showed you all the right smack dab.
Showed the thin side.
Today's what, National Moon Day, did you say?
National Moon Day, National Hot Dog Day.
You guys look good.
Too many hot dogs.
Big hot dog guy.
Are you?
Hot dogs, yep.
Varsity.
Hides in Liverpool, New York. Hoffman hot dogs with mustard.
Wow. That's a real hot dog.
We'll be right back with you guys then. How about that?
All right, thanks.
That's a good thought.
Yeah, he may join us in the middle of this conversation. We don't have you very long. We also want to get your music challenge in real quick, Commissioner. When the NIL started last year, I remember being at in Hoover, and saying, okay, here we go. And we buckle up, and as a station, we able to get a lot of the players on and do weekly interviews. It's been great. But what there's been a lot of debate on how you manage, how you maybe put some controls on this. And the one area I want to talk to you about is the collective. You know, I've heard a couple coaches go, well, we don't know how much the collective has, we don't know what they're doing. But it seems to me the collective, I mean, I don't understand how that cannot be if the collectives are actually paying players to do that. So I just want to hear your thought about the collective, your thoughts on how that might be managed going over, if it can be managed at all going forward.
Our student athletes gathered our leadership group just a few weeks ago, and they asked me, what do you think are the ethical boundaries of name, image, and likeness? And I said, one is it's not to be about recruiting. It's
right.
If you want to come here and you can then develop your brand and receive an economic benefit from that. And so we debated that back and forth, and our student athletes agreed that it shouldn't be in the middle of recruiting. The second was there's actual activity taking place around name, image, and likeness agreements, which means I, as a student athlete, convey my name, image, and or likeness to a business entity. Business entity pays me, and there's something provided. I'm part of an interview. I'm part of an advertising campaign. I make an appearance at a car dealer. Or you look at jersey sales. We'll put your name on the back of the jersey. You'll get part of that licensing income. What appears to happen with collectives is something very different. It's not defined as name, image, and likeness in many circumstances. And we're trying to research and figure out if that's an observation that's accurate across the board or if there are limited circumstances where it's true. And so a collective, a group could gather for common business purposes and engage in that same type of activity in the right sort of way. What I think has raised questions is whether or not there's that actual business activity taking place. And that's not name, image, and likeness. That's not what was contemplated.
Right.
Now, if you go back to when this entire conversation began, really in earnest in 2019, our position was we don't want to do this on a state-by-state basis. We should do this in a coordinated national way. Well, what's happened? It's developed on a state-by-state basis. And so what that means is a young person who's being recruited, so a high school kid, has to learn 10 or 15 different sets of state laws or university policies if there are no state laws. That seems enormously unfair. We also observed there needs to be some kind of protections for student-athletes. Like, I have no idea who's approaching them under this collective banner, under this I'm an NIL business who can represent you type heading. And then they sign things, and they might get $10,000, but what did they sign away? And the two-star today who thinks 10 grand's a great deal, who develops into a first-round draft pick and all of a sudden is entangled with some deal signed 3 or 4 years ago, we have to do something about that. And I would just observe, forgetting a lot of the complaints you hear from coaches, we have a responsibility to have a structure that actually supports and protects young people in this activity. But we need a standard for national competition. So the reason to have a national standard so it's consistent is so we can play non-conference games. Here we're going to have Oregon playing Georgia. There has been a history of some common standard, and we've lost that with this state-by-state unveiling of name, image, and likeness. And so the need for attention is real. Whether or not it can be done in Congress,
that was the other question.
We're in an educational process of trying to say, hey, here's the realities. We actually do a lot of great things by young people. There's no better time to be a student athlete than today. And if we're unable to move the needle at the national level, in Destin, we had a conversation with our athletics directors and our presidents about normalizing our 11 states legislation so that we have competitive balance within the SEC around this issue. It would be 12, in a few years. And we'll have to pivot to that alternative.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to be an interesting, like you said. But we'll go from here to our music challenge. But like you said the other day, things, Bob Dylan, things are changing.
They are changing. And people are like, "What do you see in 10 years?" Like, I didn't see some of this 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, if you actually look at what we wrote and said about name, image, and likeness, we were pretty spot on about the concerns. The NCAA had a federal state legislative working group, and I'm a bit tired of being like the guy with the flags, the yellow flags at the edge of the canyon when the bridge is washed out on the train tracks, waving and saying, hey, we've got trouble ahead. But I'll go back to 2019 and how we thought we should approach this nationally, and I think we had a lot of correct feedback. And so now the cow is out of the barn, the toothpaste is out of the tube. What can we recapture to make sure that the breadth of opportunities we talked about earlier, softball, track and field, baseball, basketball programs, golf, tennis, that we continue to be able to support broad-based athletic programs as we try to meet different economic expectations.
Well, things are good, as you said. This is a Super League. It has been a Super League, and it will continue to be the Super League.
I said that years ago. Like, it was breaking news today. Like, that arrogant son of a gun. I've said that before.
I like it, the Super League. All right.
So his plate is always full, too. You can tell by all what he's said.
Sure. All right, the commissioner. All right, we're gonna play some songs for you, and I expect you to get these relatively quick. They're all should be in your wheelhouse. So, Roger, if you will go with song number one.
I've got it, but let me make sure commission can hear this. Let me see. Okay. Make sure you
this
can
is
hear
a
this.
Test.
Yeah. Can you hear that?
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't
expect to know that.
Alarm clock.
That's as long as you can hear. That's all that's important.
By Devo.
All right. I expect you to get this one very quick.
Yeah. Here we go.
First one.
Here we go.
That's Pride in the Name of You Too, number one. One for one.
You're saying that genre.
You should be getting these in less than 3 seconds, by the way.
Do I
he did. No, he did. Yes. You get bonus points. Go get him
this
some Chick-fil-A over there.
Name that
seconds.
Song in two
in
notes.
3 seconds. Let's
Here
go.
We go.
Is this the three, two, one.
Oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's Queen.
And
see, the pressure's on.
Got it.
That's right. Well, the pressure's on with you counting in front of me. I hate the countdown. I hate the count.
That's what we do in a little. Okay.
I went right to Wayne's World, by the way.
Yeah. This next one may be a next one may be a challenge.
I would have accepted Wayne's World and let you have it, Commish. Here we go. Here we go.
I've got backstage. Oh. I can't cool down.
That's right.
You're close.
It's the Steve Miller band.
That's right. That a boy. You had it. You were all over. We knew you were there.
That. Three for three.
It's a lot of pressure.
He had to sing the lyrics.
Part of it.
All right, number four.
Billy Joel.
No.
I'm sorry. It's Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates, yes.
What you got?
What I got?
It starts with you.
You got it.
You make.
Oh, my wife is going to destroy me.
We'll give you credit for Hall & Oates that you make my dreams come true.
I came out with the first three words.
You did.
You did.
Make my dreams come true.
You got it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Roger, let's end with this one just to make sure that way the commissioner's going to go out on a winning note here. Number five.
I like the governor, but
number
I'm not
one, two, three, four. Oh, and number five.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yeah, this will be an easy one. You should get this in less than 3 seconds.
Right now,
less than 3 seconds, commissioner. Your pressure's up.
It's been a hard day's night.
Boom! And just for the hell of it, let's try this
I
one.
Got it before the lyric popped.
If you get this one, I'm very impressed. This is not going to be an easy one.
Come on, Commissioner.
Hang with me. Just relax. I don't know. I won't get it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That is a
that's, that's why we ended it the
star.
Other way.
Yes.
Brush
well, listen,
up on your earth.
What was the name of the song?
Shining Star.
Okay.
Shining Star. But you got.
I know the music. I didn't know the title.
You got it. Listen,
well,
you're
you
a winner.
Thank you so much.
I'll stay and do more.
All right. Here we go.
Yesterday, I was on a program and the bumper music came in. And I'm like calling the bumper music in. I'm like, that's great bumper
Look
music.
Look at you. Well, you listen.
And so I thought, I shouldn't have wasted those because somebody's going to find out that I knew what those two songs were.
Well, we know you love music. And obviously, Catherine, he did it. 5 for 5. Another outstanding day. Thank you for being with us, Commissioner.
Thanks, Commissioner.
I'm sure we'll see. Hey, you come to Little Rock. You're going to be speaking at the Little Rock Rotary Club.
September 20th.
Yeah.
Catherine, that's on my calendar.
Yes. And so I told you, Denver Peacock's got.
Wait. Yeah, that happened while I was away.
Denver and Tyler. Tyler have to introduce you to Bono. That's part of the deal. That's what I'm going to tell him. If they don't, they've got
to. I'm there to make a contribution to the community. My expectations.
Baz is upset because he thinks it's about time to get you back for the Little Rock Touchdown.
No, he was there 2 years ago.
Listen,
U2's in the mix in this other thing, and it's Bono in a personal meeting. So, thank you, Commissioner. We appreciate you always being
thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you. This is fun. I look forward to this one every year.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate that. All right, Roger, 5 for 5. He was outstanding.
Hey, you know what? And of course, we knew where. Was so if he didn't get nail the exact name or whatever he knew what it was. Pressure's on with that stupid counting.
He got several in 3 seconds.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, he would have.
He nailed Pride before it even.
A lot tougher. It's a lot tougher when the pressure's on you, as we know. And so anyway, good job on that.
Listen.
So,